بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله سبحان الله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everyone today? Good? Alhamdulillah. So, how are all of your fasts going so far? We're already, alhamdulillah, yeah, we're already in the last 10 days, and Qiyamul Layl has started at also the masjid, so it's a really good opportunity if you're able to go and pray as much as you can and increase in our good deeds, inshallah. Okay, so I hope that everyone is ready for our class today. Yep. Inshallah, we're going to begin with our hifz of Surah Abasa.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How is everyone? Good, alhamdulillah. Are you guys ready? We're almost done. So, let's start. I hope all of you are practicing, inshallah. So, like usual, we'll start from the beginning, from verse 1. Let's start, inshallah.
رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي
واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما آمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكثره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه 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 Can you repeat it with me? يوم يفر المرء من أخيه 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 And from verse 33 فإذا جاء الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه 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 You can repeat it with me. وأمه وأبيه وأمه وأبيه وأمه وأبيه وأمه وأبيه Now from verse 33 فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه You can repeat it with me now. وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه وصاحبته وبنيه Now from verse 33 فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه
Okay, you can repeat it with me now.
لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه
Now from verse 33.
فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الصَّاخَّةُ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه.
That's our lesson for today. But we're going to start from the beginning of Surah Abasa again until verse 37. So if you already know the Surah, that's good. But you can repeat it again. It's a nice revision, okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Okay, we'll stop here, inshallah. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, we've now completed 37 verses of Surah Abasa. And so I can't stress enough how important it is that we are all caught up with the verses so that none of us fall behind and that we're all able to make the most of our sessions and our this Ramadan. Okay? So now we're going to be moving on to our next session, which is our Masnoon Duas. And I hope this Dua that we learned today is really beneficial as it is very appropriate for the time which we are entering. And I hope that all of you guys are able to memorize it and also recite this frequently during these days, these last few days of Ramadan, inshallah. Okay, so now let's have a look at which Dua this is.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربنا زدنا علما اللهم فقهنا في الدين اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا طيبا آمين إلهي آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
How is everybody today?
Alhamdulillah, we are awesome.
Alhamdulillah, I am so happy to hear that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps all of you happy ever after and keeps your spirit of learning high always. Ameen. As we all know that the Laylatul Qadr has been started and Ramadan will going to be end soon. And the month of forgiveness and lots of reward will be no more. So what should we do now? We should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness in this Laylatul Qadr. And the best dua for Laylatul Qadr that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us is Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Ameen. O Allah, You are the one who forgives greatly and loves to forgive. So forgive me. Ameen. It is reported from Aisha radiallahu anha that she asked to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, what if I knew which night Laylatul Qadr was? Then what should I say in it? He said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are forgiving and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. Why Laylatul Qadr is important? First of all, this is the night when Quran, the book of Allah, was revealed. Secondly, this night is very valuable. Thousands and millions of angels comes down to the earth. So one should tighten his belts to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights and seek forgiveness. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever stands in prayer in Laylatul Qadr out of Iman and seeking reward, then his previous sins are forgiven. One should strive hard in worship during the last 10 days of Ramadan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to worship in the last 10 days of Ramadan as he never did at any other time. One should pray, read Quran and make du'as. It is reported from Aisha radiallahu anha that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to exert himself in the last 10 nights more than he would at other times. If one misses this blessed night, it is as if he has missed a lot. Therefore, every Muslim should pray and hope for the great reward associated with this night. Now the question raised that when is the Laylatul Qadr? Is there any sign or indication for it? So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek it in the last 10 nights. Allah's Messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to practice itikaf in the last 10 nights and say, seek out Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. So now, after knowing about all the valuable treasures of Laylatul Qadr, I hope that all of you will make most of this night and seek forgiveness by making this dua. Inshallah, I will say this dua and all of you will repeat it after me. Allahumma,
Allahumma,
innaka,
innaka,
afuun,
afuun,
tuhibbul,
tuhibbul,
afwa,
afwa,
fa'afu anni,
fa'afu anni.
Allahumma,
Allahumma,
innaka,
innaka,
afuun,
afuun,
tuhibbul,
tuhibbul,
afwa,
afwa,
fa'afu anni,
fa'afu anni.
Allahumma,
Allahumma,
innaka,
innaka,
afuun,
afuun,
tuhibbul,
tuhibbul,
afwa,
afwa,
fa'afu anni,
fa'afu anni.
Ameen. MashaAllah, you all did a great job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you for this. Inshallah, we will meet next time. Till then, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and for the acceptance of all our faiths and all our good deeds. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Ameen, ilahi ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bye.
alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I hope we're all able to memorize this dua, as one of the odd nights has already passed yesterday, which was the 21st night. But inshallah, we still have a lot more opportunities to increase in our ibadah and try our hardest to do our best we can and remember to say this dua however much we can, inshallah. Okay? So we're all going to try to make an effort to memorize this and also say it. So now we're going to be looking at our next pillar, which is fasting, and which is actually kind of important because we're in the month of Ramadan right now. So let's see what we have to learn about this fasting, about this pillar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Oh my Lord, open for me my chest and ease my task for me, and loosen the knot from my tongue that they understand my speech. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you all? I really pray that you all are in a very good state of your health, and you're very happy, you're excited, and you're full energetic as well. Alhamdulillah. And you see that whenever it comes to learn something, we Muslims are really, really eager to. Yeah, because the more we learn, the more we become better in every aspect. Alhamdulillah. So, as you all know that in this session we learn about the pillars of Islam, and till now we have learned two pillars of Islam. The first one was the Shahada, or you can say it includes the Tawheed as well, and the belief in the Prophethood as well. So, after that we learned about the Salah, our five daily prayers especially. And then now today we are going to learn about the third pillar of Islam, which is the fasting. Fasting. Now, as we have learned in the previous sessions as well, that when we like someone, we start to know about that person, okay? And then when we know about the person, we start liking him more, and then we like to spend more time with those people. And then finally, we try to do things which really makes that person happy with us. Yeah, so that we don't lose that person. You know, if you're just doing something which that person doesn't like, so of course he wouldn't be just too much involved with us anymore. Yeah, he wouldn't be liking us the same way as we do. So what do? We try to do something which that person likes. Yeah. So the same thing comes here now, that now we know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that who Allah is, then we knew about more depth in it, and then we also developed an eagerness that yes, now I know Allah more better, I want to meet Allah, I want to spend time with Him, I want to talk to Him. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the best opportunity, the best chance to talk with Him, to meet Him in our five daily salahs. Yes, in our five daily prayers. Now comes the fasting, yeah. And fasting is something which is only for the sake of Allah. And this shows what? This fasting shows that we can stop from anything, even things which we like, just to please Allah, or only when Allah orders us to. So likewise, we leave our food and we just stop from bad actions more better in this in the time of fasting. So of course, just to please Allah, which shows that yes, Allah, I'm proving my love for you with my actions. It's not just the words. Yeah, just you see that if you just keep saying to your parents that yes, I love you, I love you, I love you, and when they say something to you to do, but you don't obey them, or you do not do some extra work to make them happy, or even just keep it on some of your friends as well. Yeah. So likewise, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to develop a more better, the more better spirit and feeling for the fasting, because it is an action which you and I are doing to prove our love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's see that what does fasting mean. In Arabic, the fasting is called as as-sawm, and which means to abstain or to stop. Now, from what things do we abstain or stop? We Muslims, when we fast, we stop from drinking, eating, and from doing sins. In normal days, even we also don't have to do the sins, even though we can eat and drink. But in fasting, especially, we have to take control of it. There are many things which we have to stay away during our fast to make it a high quality action, ibadah, only for the sake of Allah. Now, what do? We don't drink anything, even though we are feeling so thirsty, but still, oh yes, Allah, I'm just bearing it with patience only for your sake. I'm just showing that I love you so much. I can stop from anything. I can just suppress my thirst, yeah? And the same thing, you see, that we don't eat anything, even if it's the most delicious thing in the fridge, yeah? And I like it so much, but I have to resist this urge. I don't have to go and just start eating that. No. I have to stop because my love for Allah is greater than the love of anything. That is greater than the love of food or anything. And some actions as well, which we don't have to do at all in the fasting especially. And then it trains also. So that when in fasting, we just try to stop ourselves from those bad deeds. So in our normal lives as well, we can stop ourselves. For example, you see that backbiting, making fun of others, or gossiping just about other people, wasting time. We just try to stay away from these actions. We don't speak lie, okay? In normal days as well, we have to stay away from these things, but in fasting, special care is taken, okay? And in respect to these old things, we try to do some more good deeds as well. And for example, how you see that if some person, he's trying to make fun of you, or he says something to you, and now you feel so angry, that how dare this person say something to me? But at that time, if you're fasting especially, then you remind yourself, oh no, I'm fasting. I'm not going to express my anger to him. I'm just going to walk away. I will just be patient. Why? Because I love Allah. I have to give my best effort, my best actions, my best deeds to Allah, inshallah ta'ala. Now, as we all know, that Muslims especially fast in Ramadan all throughout the month. Yes? But why do we fast in Ramadan especially? Why in Ramadan? Why not in some other month? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah in ayah number 183, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِن قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Oh, you who have faith. Now, we all have faith. Yes, we all are Muslims, alhamdulillah. So, you can just keep your name instead of here, okay? Because you and me, we all have faith. It's just directing to you and me that, oh, Aisha, oh, Fatima, oh, Mustafa, and so on. You can just keep your own name here. Imagine that this phrase is for you and me. This message is especially for you and me. Okay, so what comes next is, fasting is prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may guard yourselves against the evil. Now look, what the purpose of fasting is, that so that we may guard ourselves against the evil, against the sins. You know, we stop from eating, we stop from drinking. Now how is this all helping us to stop from doing evil things? Now this, it comes like this, that, you know, when we can stop from eating and drinking, which is just a basic necessity, which is just a basic that we all need. But if we can stop ourselves from this, then definitely we can stop from other things as well. Yani, we all just develop a very strong control upon ourselves. We know where we can stop and where we don't have to, or where we can do something and where we should not do something, right? So likewise, we just control, we just get a control on our actions. All right. Now, this is the purpose of the fasting. So that لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we develop a guard so that we can just guard ourselves against the evil. Now, we can also see just that what do we get in return from fasting? Like, what are the results? Why should I just bear so hardship? It's okay, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. That's the topmost. But what other benefits do I get? Now, this is going to really just make us so super excited and more eager to just strive for Allah. Number one, that we obey Allah, just to obey Allah, because He has ordered it in Quran. Just right now, we read the ayah that Allah has said we have to fast in the month of Ramadan. So we do fast in the month of Ramadan. That's it. Because we Muslim, what do? We submit. We have learned it in the definition of Islam, yeah? Now, the next thing, what? That to get strong against the devil, the more good deeds we do, the less effect devil has on us. Now, devil is really our enemy. I would never want to make him happy. I just want to make him sad. And you know, when we fast, he really gets so sad and so depressed. Because we are just getting into more and more good deeds and just striving for the sake of Allah, which he hates the most. So let us just get on this task that we are just going to make him sad. We are just going to cause him distress, inshallah. Now, the third thing comes that we fast to stay away from the sins, right? And we get a control of ourselves by leaving food which is lawful for us. So, what do we get in return, right? We stay away from the sins. What do we get? We get a control on ourselves. We get a control on ourselves. Then we don't feel like, oh, it's so hard. I can't just obey all the orders of Allah. No, it doesn't stay the same. Allah helps us and then we become strong in obedience, yeah? And each one of us want to be. So, inshallah, this is a really good remedy for us. Now, next thing, to get reward. To get reward. How many of us do like gifts and do like surprises? I'm sure every one of us, yes. And we really love to get them, loads and loads of them, yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, in a hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that fasting is for me and I will reward it. And when Allah says that He will reward, especially mentioning it, it means that you imagine He has treasures which are so unlimited. So it means that whatever He's going to give us is just going to be unlimited. Anything that I want. So alhamdulillah, we are ready to fast. Now the next thing comes is to get Jannah and get rid of the hellfire. Jannah is very beautiful, we all know, and we must have read something about it. And hellfire is really, really torturing. We just have to stay away from it. So in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives so many people. He just forgives so many people. So many people are just given the exemption from the hellfire. They are just made out of the hellfire. That yes, these people are forgiven. They're not going to the hellfire. So let us grab this opportunity to please Allah and then to just get to Jannah fast, inshallah. And the last thing which is mentioned here is that to get the pleasure of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when His slaves bear hardship for His sake. So now you see that if we are bearing some hardship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it. He loves it so much because, you know, it's just a practical proof that yes, this person loves Allah. This person loves Allah. She can do anything for it, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, these are the reasons why we fast and the results what we can get. So I'm really sure that all of us are now super excited to just go on with our fasts as well, as much as we can. And now we also see further that our fasts, like at what times do we do and how do we go on with it. So our fast begins from the Fajr time and lasts until the Maghrib time. And we just make an intention at the time of Fajr in our heart that, okay, now I'm fasting. Now I've started my fast. I've stopped eating. So this is just intention in the heart. And what else do we do at the Suhoor time, at the Fajr time, just before the Fajr time when we are just preparing for our fast? So we wake up enough time before Fajr so that we can do enough ibadah. You know, we can make du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can read Quran, and we should also help each other, you know. If you have some siblings, your brothers and sisters, you can help them to wake up as well. You can just encourage them to do Buddhism. And you will get the reward of whatever they do even. And we also eat the yummy and the blessed food at the time just before the Fajr. This is called as Suhoor. And our Prophet has told us that it is a very blessed food. So let us just get it, inshallah ta'ala. And when the Maghrib time comes in between, of course, we try to do a lot of ibadah, a lot of verses, all, and a lot of good deeds. So say Bismillah when the Maghrib time comes and your fast is just ending. Say Bismillah and then just break your fast. Just open your fast. And then you can make du'as, you can read du'as, because prayers are accepted at that time, and open your fast with dates. Yummy, yeah? And they're so sweet. We all love sweet things, isn't it? So it is sunnah as well. So if we just open our fast with dates, you're just getting a bonus reward as well. And we should also open our fast quick on time, and we should keep our iftar simple. Don't just eat too much at that time. It will make us lazy. And then we may get late for our salah even. So we have to be very cautious. So inshallah for today, we are just going to keep our session till here. And inshallah in the next session, we have something more to learn, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I really pray that whatever we have learned today, it may benefit first of all me and then you all as well. So just revise your lesson, revise your good actions as well, and then share it with others as well. So jazakumullahu khairan kaseer wa ahsan al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. So alhamdulillah, I hope that all of us were able to benefit from this session. Now I'm not going to keep you long because I'm sure you guys are all really excited for our next session, which I'm sure you can guess is our story. And as you remember from our class on Monday, we're going to be continuing on the story about what Saad's plan is. So inshallah, let's have a look at this story and then we'll discuss it after, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear young friends. I hope you all are enjoying the story time as much as I am. Last time, if you remember, we were doing a very interesting story called that Sa'ad's plan. And if you remember in that story, we were talking about this 10-year-old boy called Sa'ad and how much he loved his grandmother, Dadijan, and that how one day Dadijan got sick and she went to the hospital and Sa'ad was really upset and crying because he was really missing her Dadijan. And also because her daddy was very kind to him and would read stories of the Sahaba and the prophets, would sing to him. And that made Sa'ad very unhappy and sad when daddy had to go to the hospital. But if you remember, that was not enough. Later in the story, Sa'ad's mom decides that Dadijan should no longer be living with them and needs to go to the old age home, or nursing home, which is called as. And that made Sa'ad extremely unhappy. And he really didn't know what to do, so he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him, just as his daddy, you know, helped him to understand that whenever there's a problem, you should always ask Allah, you should always take guidance from the Qur'an and from the hadith, and inshallah you will get the answer. And if you remember, we talked how Sa'ad, he went to the Qur'an and Hadith just like his grandmother told him. And finally, after lots of prayers, especially after Fajr time, if you remember the period of Fajr, that is Fajr Salah, is very important. And you know, there's a lot of barakah and time after the Fajr Salah. And of course, when you're trying to plan something or think something, great ideas usually pop up at that time. So that's exactly what happened with Sa'd. So today, inshallah, we will conclude with our final part of that story. And we will learn actually what happened with Sa'd and what was his plan that he actually thought of course, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get back her daddy home. So let's begin. I hope you're all ready. After breakfast, Sa'd left the house, but he did not go to school. Instead, he walked to the bus stop and got a bus to Dadi's old age home. It was his first visit there, and he was filled with disappointment and dread. As he walked through the broken and rusty gates towards an old grey building, the paint was peeling off the walls, and the garden was full of weeds and overgrown grass. He thought of his parents and prayed to Allah Ta'ala to forgive them for forcing Dadi Jaan to live in this terrible place. Sa'd found his grandmother all alone in her tiny bedroom with a matchbox of a window. She was overjoyed to see him, and she kept hugging and kissing Sa'd, although she was smiling from ear to ear. But Sa'd could see the pain and loneliness in her eyes. The time passed quickly, and Sa'd could not bear to leave her in this terrible place. But he had no choice. With Allah's help, it wouldn't be for much longer, he thought to himself. Sa'd walked into his home quietly and in a blessed way, luckily what we call actually, his mother was busy on the phone, so he didn't have to answer any of the questions. He went up to his room and sat down at his desk. After a while, his mother entered his room and sat down next to him. "Are you doing your homework, beta?" she asked. "No, ammi," he answered. "I'm doing something more important than homework."
"What can be more important than your homework, beta?"
the mother asked in a very surprised voice. "This, ammi," he said, showing her the forms that were already half filled. These were the forms that Sa'd picked up from the old age home this morning. "Ammi, I picked these up today. When you mentioned how long it took Papa to get Dadi Jaan a room at that expensive nursing home, I decided to make it easier for myself. If I fill out these forms for you and Papa now, then by the time I get married, the home would have the rooms ready for you. Don't you think it is very clever of me to be so well prepared? I don't want to go through all the problems that Papa went through." Sa'd's mother was so shocked that she just stared at her son in amazement. And then her eyes fell on a piece of paper lying next to her on the bed. She picked it up, and when she read the verses of the Quran and Hadith that Sa'd had written down the day before, tears sprang into her eyes. How foolish she had been. She didn't realize that one day she would be old as well. She didn't realize that by putting Sa'd's grandmother in an old age home, she had taught him the complete opposite of the Quran and Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had taught him that it was okay to discard our old parents when we get tired of them. She stood up suddenly and tried to say something, but no words would come out of her mouth. She walked quietly to the door and went to her room. She stayed in her room for a very long time, and when Sa'd's father came home, he went straight into his bedroom and didn't come out for a long time. Sa'd knew what they were discussing, and he prayed to Allah to make his plan work. He was praying to Allah that, "Ya Allah, please make this thing happen." He didn't want to hurt his parents because he really loved his parents. But this was the only way that he could help Dadi Jaan. Besides, he had made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this was the only way he could keep it. Sa'd fell asleep, and when he woke, he noticed that it was already dark outside. He jumped off the bed and ran downstairs. "Why has nobody woken me up for supper? Surely they couldn't be that angry with me," he thought to himself. Sa'd's mother was busy in the kitchen, and when she heard him enter, She turned around to face him with a big smile on her face. She was about to speak when there was a loud hooting from outside. "We have a visitor, me!" screamed Saad as he ran to open the front door. What he saw outside made him scream with shock and excitement. "Dadi Jaan! Dadi Jaan! I don't believe it, Dadi Jaan! Thank you, Baba! Thank you, Mama! This is the happiest day of my life!" Saad ran up to his grandmother and gave her a big hug and a kiss. He then ran up to his parents and hugged them as well. And after making sure that Dadi was settled in her room once again, Saad went outside, looked up into the dark sky, and thanked Allah for his help in getting Dadi Jaan home again, and most of all, for making it easier for him to keep his promise. Subhanallah. My dear children, I'm sure a lot of you are blessed with this beautiful relationship of grandmother and grandfathers. And I think this is one of the beautiful things one can have. I still remember as a child that I would spend hours and hours with my grandmom. She always loved that foot massage. And I remember I would just sit in bed with her and I would give her a foot massage. And she would tell me all kind of stories full of wisdom that still lingers in my heart and mind. And of course, whenever I think of her, I pray for her, just like our Prophet, you know, taught us. And these prayers are for your parents and for your grandparents. And I hope you all remember, and I'm sure your parents have also shared this beautiful dua with you. Let me quickly share it one more time with you. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, that one should pray, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, which means, O my Lord, please have mercy on my parents, the way they were merciful to me. Also, subhanAllah, it said that, my Lord have mercy on both of them, as they did care for me when I was little. And these are some beautiful, wonderful relationships, which again require a lot of rahmah, a lot of kindness. And we should never, ever, ever forget that this is one thing that we can actually give, you know, without even thinking much about it, which is kindness and love. Inshallah ta'ala, I will come back to you with yet another story of kindness, as this has been the theme for our stories this time. So stay tuned till next time, till I see you guys again. Until then, you take care of yourself, make lots and lots of dua for me and your parents and your grandparents and your friends and family members and neighbors, especially during iftar time and suhoor. And also for those who are sick, our parents who are sick or our elders who are sick, please make special dua for them. Because subhanAllah, you know, our dua is very precious at those special moments of iftar and suhoor. So with that little note, I leave you all. Take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Such a smart boy he is,
isn't he?
That was definitely a very clever plan, and it was really shocking to see that such a young boy can come up with something so like that. But at the same time, it also teaches the importance of how to act with our parents and how to act with our grandparents, and also that we should continuously say the dua, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Okay? So, if you are a bit unclear, the plan was that he actually got forms for the retirement home, and he decided to fill them up right now for his own parents as a way in hopes that his mom would realize that what she's doing to his daddy is not right, because the same thing could happen to her. So that was basically his plan, and it did work. Okay? So I hope you guys were all able to benefit from that. I just wanted to point out that as you guys all know, Ramadan is coming to an end. We're already reached our last 10 days, and our next class on Monday is actually our last class for this Ramadan. And I hope that many of you guys were able to enjoy and you were able to benefit and you were able to really learn something new or revise on the things that you guys previously knew. So what I'm asking you is anything that you've learned or any reflections you've had, you can either record yourself saying them or write them down. Any feedback you have or any comments, any reflections, anything you would like to say, please record it or write it down and email it to our email address, which is kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. That's kidscourse@nuralquraninstitute.com. I actually look forward to meeting, to actually reading your reflections and hearing your voices and really kind of hearing from you guys on what you've learned and how you've benefited. So inshallah, please, please, please try to send those in before Friday or Saturday latest, so we have a chance to go through all of them on by Sunday inshallah, so we have it prepared for Monday. So I hope that you guys were able to benefit from today's class, and I hope to see you on Monday. Don't worry, we're still going to have class on Monday, so make sure that you have your memorization for Surah Abasa done and that you really reflect on the pillars that we did today and the story, and we remember to treat our parents and our grandparents in a good manner, inshallah. So I just want to conclude with that. So inshallah, I really hope you guys can send me those by this weekend. So, okay? Inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps us all in His mercy and in His protection, and that He bestows upon us rahmah, and that He forgives all of our sins that we have committed, and that I pray that all of us are given the tawfiq and the ability to reach Laylatul Qadr and benefit from it, inshallah. With that, I hope I gotta conclude the class today. I hope to see you guys all on Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.